Ooh, you are listening to Keith Price's Curtain Call.
Yes, as you could hear, the craziness is happening. I'm here in the rehearsal halls with the casts, some of the creatives of Camp Morningwood, a very naked musical. And again, y'all, let me just tell you something. If you're making your trips and plans to come to New York during Warrell Pride, you should put this on your list of things to see, just because there's another healthy crew of young, gorgeous men's up in front of me, y'all. Alex Gagne, Tim Grant Gardam, and Brady Vignes for Bigness. How you
doing? I'm well. Thank you.
So again, we're talking about Camp Morningwood, and like we've kind of discovered as we've kind of moved through some of these interviews with folks, that there is a whole different level of heart that's going to come out of this show. But right now, I need to concentrate on the frivolity of it all with the three of you. We'll get to the heart in a minute, because now that I know it's there, I have somewhere else to go with these conversations. Exactly. So tell me, Mr. Garnham, tell me about your character.
Well, I play Gabe, who's the very promiscuous, perky, energetic young love of Randy, who's polar opposite. He's a little bit more, I wouldn't say insecure. He's just a little bit more not into the whole promiscuous realm of the gay community.
So in other words, you're a whore.
I'm a whore and proud of it.
No judgment with that. I say that with pride.
Yeah, me too, me too. In time for World Pride as well. You gotta
exactly.
be.
It's good to be a whore during World Pride. Hello?
Exactly, I know.
You don't miss nothing.
No, I planned this part well, so I'm gonna be doing a lot of method acting, I assume, over this time.
Sure. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, hi, I'm Alex, and I play Randy, Gabe's fiance. Randy's a whore himself. It's just, you know, he's feeling a little older, a little more insecure in a world of younger people, and his journey is kind of accepting, embracing where he is right now in life, and, you know, finding the sexiness in himself, and, you know.
You need to stop sitting like that when you talk to me like that. just so y'all know what I'm dealing with on the other end.
Yeah, throughout the show, we go off camping to bond and come back together as a couple, and crazy nude shenanigans arise.
Well, you're the Brad and what's her name, Janet, right?
Yes.
Is that what I'm getting? And you then, you talk.
I would be the Frankenfurter. I play Jacques. He's the flirtatious, fun, heart of gold Frenchman who created Camp Morningwood from the ground up. He moved abroad from France and wanted to give gay men a safe place to express themselves freely through nudity.
That's a selling point. How you doing? Again, and then, of course, you're giving me all of this, so of course I'd buy into it. So... Like, ooh, I wasn't expecting this early in the morning. Thank you again. Shout out to Brett Overman. So for this piece, though, it's kind of fun because, you know, playing the whore, shall we say, for lack of a better term. I mean, you can promiscuous, whatever. The whore with a heart of gold. But to play that particular type of character, you get to have a lot of fun. But, I mean, you know. We're all gay men of particular ages, varying ages, but we have all had a whore period.
Exactly, yeah. I think I'm just at the tail end of mine, reaching the end of my 20s. No, but yeah, there's definitely a fine line with playing it as a real character and then just being a blatant whore, which, you know, some people are, props to them. But yeah, this is a whore with a heart, I would say.
Now, where did you ground the humanity portion of this whore? Like, where is that?
Well, you've definitely got to buy the relationship with Gabe and Randy. So I really just put it with, you know, he's got this insecurity within himself that he doesn't want to be alone. There's so much opportunity out there, but he's got Randy, who really just loves him, and he knows that. So that's his comfort. Randy knows his vulnerabilities. So that's where that relationship has its grounding force, I think. Because I'm like, oh, you're like my big teddy bear. You're my my husband-to-be, and I think Randy's a little bit like, oh, but you're this young thing, I could lose you at any second, which is not the case, and I'm constantly trying to stress to him throughout the show, so I hope the audience sees that, and I mean, I've definitely dealt with that with relationships of my own, sometimes on opposite ends, being the Randy character myself, so it's a very real issue, and I'm sure a lot of people can take a lot away from it.
I'm loving the fact that they call Randy the character who's a little bit not Randy at all, from what I'm gathering.
Like, he gets there.
I'm sure with a camp full of naked men, it's not hard to do. So for you then, yours is, tell me about your character, Randy, because it sounds as if to me, it's the insecurity that your character has is based upon the fact that you know that your husband to be or whoever is, he is available and able to go out and do, and I feel like your character is kind of stuck somewhere.
Well, absolutely. You know, I feel like Randy is very much in a crossroads in his life where, you know, his career is succeeding. He's ascending in so many ways. But, you know, physically he's just getting older, and, you know, he's noticing through social cues from the gay world as a whole that, like, he's not as valued as much, and his fiance very much is, and you know,
many people.
that just doesn't feel good, and you know, it's just a lot of insecurities start to fester and start to appear, but you know, in the end, it's all about love, and you know, all these insecurities and worries are baseless in a lot of ways. End up being, because you know, where there's love, there's, you know, no worries.
Well, Mr. Vignes, does your character as the camp director, does he have love interests?
Interests, plural. Okay. He sees the best in everybody, and he, I think in his mission to make everyone comfortable, there needs to be that sense of love for everyone that he needs to pour out. In the show, he does give a lot of attention specifically to the wrong person, we find out. And that's, again, just sort of his heart of gold kind of taking over his thoughts and the obviousness that he shouldn't be focusing on this one particular guy who doesn't treat him the way that he's treating everyone else.
How many of us have been in that scenario? And you guys get to sing about it, and so it makes it a little bit better.
Back to the frivolity.
But I mean, but again, like I said, it's very hard to talk about a show like this, just in general, you know, because of the name, because of the very naked musical. Like that, like I said, it takes away from the actual message sometimes that you guys are going to try to actually put out for people. So, geez, you know, good luck. No, I mean, because, you know, it's a perfect kind of show, it sounds to me, that certainly, like I said before earlier in this interview with another group of folks, that this takes the edge off of the hypocrisy a little bit, because we are living in a very hypocritical world right now with the way that we're dealing with our own issues as gay people, our own issues as, you know, the freedom to decide what your coupledom is, you know, like that's huge, yeah, when you think about it. And so, you know, I appreciate and applaud you guys for, you know, one, putting your stuff out there, literally and figuratively, and being brave enough to know that you're going to be telling a message as well. So thank you guys so much.
Of course.
All right. And we are going to be back. Thanks for listening to Keith Price's Curtain Call. Now go subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Stitcher, and now Spotify.